Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice, and that's so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 14, episode 6. Feels very good to be back at things. We had basically like a 2 week break on all things Bravo, thanks to I guess. Because this year it was kind of funny because both the holidays fell on like a Wednesday. Christmas Eve was Tuesday, Christmas Day, Wednesday. Then the following week, the first was on the Wednesday, or
Wednesday.
yeah. So it kind of put everything to a standstill for 2 weeks. And I gotta say, I missed it.
Me
Definitely,
too.
even though there were other things going on. It's really nice to have your routine and your shows that you watch and all that good stuff. So felt very grateful when Amazon Prime let me watch my show. It felt good this week coming back to things. Again with this episode, I feel like Dorit and Kyle are just kind of doing the Groundhog's Day thing. But I did want to bring up Garcelle. This episode, I really liked her kind of showtime on this particular episode. Quite often, she always kind of brings up, like, the thing I like about Garcelle is when you're in a moment in your life where, like, you've worked towards something and things have gone your way and you're enjoying your success and stuff like that. You're enjoying time with your family. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to be in the moment and be appreciative of what you have. And the thing I really like about Garcelle is she's very real, and then
She's very, I
she
like that too.
is very appreciative of all the hard work she's put in for herself, for her family, and she can recognize, okay, there's been times that have been hard, but in this moment, I'm just gonna be in the moment, be present with my family, and be grateful for what I have. That's one thing like I noticed in that scene. And it was just really refreshing to see, because we see on these series all these women who have a lot of things. They have success, they have money, they have beautiful families, but we don't always see people who are, appreciative of that. But it just I see that with Garcelle a lot. But when she was kind of going back to talking about her son, who's thankfully now in a good place,
That was
she
great
just
stuff.
seems like
And it
so
must have been
present
so
with her
hard. Yeah.
children and so appreciative. So it's just really refreshing to see. I really like Garcelle for a lot of reasons,
Yes.
but I wanted to
I've
bring
always
that
liked her
up. Me
since she
too.
started. There's nothing that I don't like about her. I don't think she's ever really annoyed me or pissed me off. Like, I might have disagreed with some things with her, maybe on occasion, but in general, she's never, as far as I can recall, pissed me off or annoyed me. And she's very real and matter of fact and black and white. And, like, just, yeah, I like her.
Yeah, me
Yeah,
too.
there's always going to be moments where someone will say something, or there might be something that you disagree with, but she's a super easygoing, just, I don't know, I really like her.
Yeah, I like her too.
And so with that as well, she kind of touched on, and this is interesting that this is coming up because another housewife is currently dealing with some sort of situation that's quite similar. So I guess her oldest son, I think it is. I think he's the oldest son,
For Garcelle? Yeah,
Garcelle.
it's her oldest son. Oldest son.
He struggled with addiction, which thank God, he seems to be on
A better
a
path.
great path. He seems like a great father, all that good stuff. But
But
I'm
she had to play tough love card, right?
yeah, that's
I can't even imagine how strenuous, how heartbreaking that would be to have to be in a situation like that to not open the door to your child who you love unconditionally, right? No matter
And you know
what.
what? And admit it. I
And
think
admit it, yeah,
that's
and
the whole
admit
thing.
it,
And then,
right?
it was really
And
raw. Her emotions were really raw.
Very, very heartbreaking.
Agreed.
No kidding. That was Really, the biggest thing I had to say about this episode, and I don't know, I feel like this episode I was just like 100% Team Garcelle, because she said something later on in the episode that I'll get into it again. And I was just thinking when I was making the notes and stuff like that, I'm like, wow, I'm so on like Team Garcelle this season. What were, some of the interesting things you guys thought about this episode?
Well, like you go for something, you go from something really heavy like that, and then you move over to Erica, and she's talking with her interior designer,
Yes.
and like she's all,
Billions.
yeah, there's his billions that he's made, and
Yes,
you know
yes.
how he's going to do all this. But
Is that a rental that she's in? I thought that
I
was a
thought it was a
rental.
rental too.
I'm like,
That's what I don't
oh.
understand.
And then I don't know, online I read something that said that she paid cash for a $6 million home now. That's
Oh,
like,
okay, because that
yeah.
was originally, that's what was my
But I
understanding
thought it
too.
was a
I thought it
rental
was a
she took.
rental
I thought she
too.
had nothing. That's what the only thing she could save, the stuff that you saw there. And it's a rental, right? Cute rental. Very cute rental.
I gotta say, I think it's really funny that she talks so much shit about this place when it's honestly a pretty cute
It
house.
is. Yeah,
I like
I
it.
love
It
it.
doesn't matter if you're going from a mansion to that. I mean, you've got a pool, you've got a little cabana house.
Exactly.
It's
Fuck.
not like you're
Be
staying in a
appreciative.
studio.
Be appreciative.
Yeah, going
Be
from
fucking
Garcelle
humble.
to
Yeah, be
Erica,
fucking
be
humble.
appreciative.
And that's why I just had a hard time kind of swallowing what,
Yeah.
you know, like
I just, yeah.
her journey, or what she was
Yes.
talking about as far as her
Yeah.
journey goes,
Yeah, she's
because it really,
trying,
it
yeah.
was all about herself, right?
Herself, yeah.
And that's why
Yeah.
I found it
No,
difficult.
it's just she's arrogant. She's like totally fucking arrogant, and like just and Dorit's the same. They both feed off each
Oh,
other,
well, we can talk about that
right?
too.
They both
But
think, I don't know, right?
I gotta
But
say, one more thing on Erica. So later on in the episode, they do her single
she's
song
still a
launch
fucking horrible
party.
singer.
Wasn't that a terrible performance?
Fucking horrific.
She just
But
walked
that's
around
who
the
she is.
stage. That was
She's
weird.
not a real singer. Like she's it's a joke. Like
I don't think anybody
my
liked her song.
opinion. I don't think anybody liked her song, to
Just
be
what was
honest.
it? Domino, domino,
Domino,
domino.
domino.
I don't even know that it.
And it was like a playback. So like it's not even like she was singing it. She just came out and did her thing in the
And
Viper
then
room
it's all
and
the electronics that fucking stretch it out and make it sound, and she's not doing anything. She's not a singer
Even before she
or a
went on,
performer.
they asked her, like, oh, are you nervous? Are you excited? She's like, oh, I'm not nervous because I'm just gonna go and stand there. It's like, why would you do that for your, like, I thought that was the lamest attempt at a launch party for a song. It was boring.
Yeah. Let's talk about the outfits. That's what I want to hear about at the launch party. What did you guys think of the outfits? Do you remember the outfits?
I'm not.
What
I
about?
thought Erica's was not, like, I didn't like it,
I
the
didn't like it
lace up
either.
kind of thing.
Oh, that was horrid. The black one with all the laces? Oh, please.
But you know what was even worse was Jennifer.
I didn't like hers either.
She looked like so strange. I like
Yeah.
Sutton's dress. I really did. I because that's
Yeah,
something I would
Sutton's.
wear. I
Yeah,
would wear
Sutton's
that. I
was
would wear
nice.
that dress. I would totally wear that dress. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes the ladies, they make fun of
I
Sutton's
think I would
outfits and
set
stuff
I would
like
wear
that.
Sutton's dress too. Definitely.
She's cool. Like, it's her
Yeah, it
style,
is.
and she doesn't change it.
She's
It's
got a
what she
miss here and
likes.
there. She's
You
got a
got
miss here and there that is like, not really the best outfit.
still,
But
you
in
gotta
general,
appreciate it
she's
if.
like, yeah. Most
I
of the
liked it.
times
I
she
really, that's
nails
all I
it.
can
She's
say. I
got
liked
nice
it.
looks. No, I liked it. But for me, the biggest part of that episode at the end was the kind of back and forth between Dorit and Kyle, because we did that again. And then it
Dorit's a
was,
bitch,
yeah,
bottom
what
line.
and I think the biggest bone of contention this time, I'm not a fan of Dorit, but this part would bother me too, was the fact that Kyle was still in contact with PK.
I'm so glad she addressed that finally, because if I was Dorit, I would be going crazy. Like, that is something I would not be okay
But
with.
you know, I maybe let me just take it a step back, because maybe I would be okay with it
Yeah,
if,
that's where I'm
but
kind
you
of
know what? If I knew about
leaning
it,
on.
if I
Yeah,
knew
if
about
I
it,
knew about it,
but
yeah.
you know what?
That's the thing. From
She
the get-go,
didn't.
she should have just fucking told her, listen, I still send memes to him. It's just memes and whatever else
But she
the fuck
didn't
she
say that.
said.
She didn't
But
do that.
if you
She
keep
was
it
secretive
quiet, that's
about it.
not
Not
then
a good
Dorit,
thing.
when she finds out, she's probably thinking in her head, well, fuck, is she feeding information to him? That's gonna be really bad for a divorce. Is she doing this? Is she doing that? Da 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 da
I
da.
don't think Kyle would do that, even if she was in contact with him anyways. She would
To
shut
be
that down,
honest,
I think.
I know, but it's the
But
not
yeah,
knowing that makes your
exactly. But
mind
I mean, it was
wander.
clarified what it was, but she should have been straight up But I don't even know if it
because
was clarified. I
Dorit
disagree. I
knew that
disagree
too.
she was doing that before.
But you
She
know
knew
what?
that
She
they
knew
were
that
always like
she knew
that,
that, but
right?
she didn't know that it
Yeah.
continued,
That it
A,
continued.
and
Yeah.
then
But
B.
Dorit's been a bitch to her. Let's get
I get,
real.
I
Okay,
know,
I
I know.
want,
Still,
like, no, sorry.
your
Like, I
hard work,
mean,
that's
that
totally
you
against
gotta
the
look at
rules.
a it,
No.
it is and it isn't because it depends how many times that girl has fucked you over too in the past,
But
right? What?
has she
Like,
fucked
you know what I
you?
mean? But you
No.
know what? Even if she did
Or
fuck her
been
over
rude,
or been
you
like
know, she
malicious
did.
towards, but
No,
the
you
thing
know,
is she wasn't even open and honest with the communication that she had with PK.
no, she
Because
should have been open and honest
he
about it.
said, it's memes. Do you guys really talk well? I'm kind of not really. Like, she wasn't being forthcoming about it. And I think that's where I have a huge problem with that, because she already knows it's a contentious divorce.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? What is the purpose of doing this and why? And again, I'm not a fan of Dorit because she just seems to she like especially this episode,
Yeah.
she's screaming at everybody
Yeah.
for no apparent reason. And I don't agree with her on all of that, but I do as a woman, I have an issue with another with my friend, even if we're fighting, like even if we're fighting or we're not communicating, that person is in touch with my ex and who knows what they're talking about. She wasn't being forthcoming about it. And I didn't like that. That
Yeah,
was
I
one
don't
thing I
like
didn't
that
like.
she didn't say it, but like, I mean, it depends. Like, if she had said it and if it, she knew that it was the same continue, you know, and that there was nothing, obviously, in the girl code would be don't say my business, anything, right? And that you have to respect, right? But like, I mean, yeah, she should have told her straight up about it, right? But honestly, I don't think PK gives a fuck what Dorit's doing. He's not looking to find out. He doesn't want any part of her.
The one weird thing was when a bit back in the episode was when Dorit was talking to Bose and she said, you know, she was talking about their 4 hour session that they had. What was it? It was account therapist session, 4 hours. And I thought, what fucking therapist sits for 4 hours? Usually it's an hour and that's it. So like I don't believe what she said. And the other thing is you shouldn't be talking about your therapy sessions. Like that's like hands off.
What
No.
I was thinking
Was a
is,
mediator,
I thought it
a
was
therapist.
mediation.
That's what, and not a therapist. And she's trying to cover it up by saying therapist or whatever, not wanting to admit
Or
what it
maybe not
was, right?
understanding
Or not
fully.
understanding what it is, but that sounds like a mediator. Because at the end, he got up and said, "You see, this is why I I
don't
want to
want to
be
be married
divorced. Yeah.
to her anymore." Right? So they must have been in like, you know, probably negotiations already, right?
No, I thought that it sounded kind of like it might have
Yeah,
been
mediator.
mediations.
Yeah.
Just because you're right, 4 hours. Like I don't know what they would be doing. I think you would have a mental breakdown if you had to talk about your feelings for 4 hours.
And most therapists, they don't. That's the reason why you go into therapy is it's like a it's a scheduled time and it's from here to here and you talk about a certain amount of things and that's it. And then you leave it for the next session and then you continue. But you don't have like a free for all. And that's what it sounded like to me was a free for all where they're just like screaming at each other basically. And the other thing is like I said, that's not something that you should go and talk about because she never talked about her relationship with PK before,
It was
but
all
now,
sunshine. I love him so much.
and
He
now
loves
it's
me.
like the complete opposite. And it's funny because that changed after he said to her that he didn't want to remain in constant contact in the episode before. So the thing is their relationship changed, and then therefore she changed on a dime too, or that's the way I perceived it, was that she just started to really like shit talking him. I'm not saying that he's innocent. I'm not saying anything, but she's not doing herself any favors. That's all I'm thinking. And I'm not a fan of her anyway. So,
Well, I
yeah.
think if you're going through something
Yeah,
like
because you
this,
never heard her say anything about
nothing.
any problems before. Oh, it's also, you know, hunky dory and this and that. But you could tell there was shit happening. You could just tell he was fucking rolling his eyes all last season. He was rolling his eyes every time she fucking opened her mouth. So and we could feel it. She was fucking annoying. I'm speaking
for myself, but I believe for some, but my opinion only, she was fucking annoying all of us. Like, shut the fuck
It
up.
seems like she was really annoying the rest of the housewives. Like they would, Garcelle specifically, because I
Yeah, she was
know
going,
they
yeah.
had literally like a thing, and like a lot of them, they're like, it just seems, I don't know her personally, but she seems like a person who is unbelievably high
Yeah,
maintenance.
total fucking high
And
maintenance. She thinks
that's what she
she
seems
thinks
to me.
she's bigger than Madonna or Cher or Celine Dion. Like, I don't know who who's been talking to her or what she's been watching or seeing, but she's not that fucking a big of a star.
She just seems to be very
Into
high
herself.
maintenance, and she acts like she's very worldly.
Yes,
And
she acts like she's royalty. I don't know. She just fucking annoys the shit out of me now. Yeah. Sorry.
It's not a good look for her. I think we
No,
can all
it's
agree
not.
with that, is that it's
Yeah.
not a good look for her.
No.
Well, you know what? When you're going through a separation, you definitely should not be on TV,
Yeah.
because a lot of these things that are
It's
going
all
on
gonna, it's all,
can go against
yeah.
you.
And
I mean, come on, get real. She's been changing, like, she's just been like that for, because even with Vanderpump, she was like, you know,
See, I
PK
don't know
was,
about this because
yeah,
I didn't watch
PK
that
was
season.
friends with Vanderpump first,
That's
and then
right.
through marriage, you know, she was whatever, right? But I mean, she pushed, you know, like, she thought, like, are you fucking kidding me? That's Vanderpump. You want to act like you're like her? Back the fuck up. Like, I don't know. Like, she's just delusional is the word that comes to mind when I think of her. But.
Yeah, I never watched it when she was on the show, Lisa Vanderpump. But I have to say, I watched her new series that was on Disney Plus.
Vanderpump Rules.
And no, it's not Vanderpump Rules. It's some sort of
Oh, is
French chateau that she set
yeah,
up.
okay, that's right.
And I really
Where
liked her.
people want to work there or something,
It's
right?
more about the staff than her, but she seemed like a very like level, like
She
she
is.
seemed like she was
She's
like more
smart.
of a mentor than a
Yeah.
boss. She was really
She's very
nice.
good with who works for her. She is a
Yeah.
mentor.
And
She takes
she's
them in like
like,
they're her kids.
there was this one girl that I was on the show and I really didn't like her. I thought she was an idiot. And she pulled her aside and had this conversation with her.
Yeah,
Like
she's
she
straight up.
sees something in people, because she took this girl who I did not like and made her into this, and just like gave her all this confidence and made her. So I
Have you
really like
seen
Lisa.
Vanderpump Rules?
No, I
Yeah, you
haven't.
should watch it. She's very good. She mentors
She's
them
more of
all.
like a
Like, she gives
mentor
them
than.
chances, and
Yeah.
upon chances, she tries to guide them. She tries to help them to succeed. You know what I
She's
mean?
like, she gives them chances, but she's not like letting them walk all over
No,
her.
no fucking
She is
way.
like,
No,
she's cool. She's
she's
awesome.
the
She's a
boss
boss
lady.
lady.
Yeah, she's the
Yeah.
boss lady. Yeah.
No, she's
I
cool. Yeah.
really liked
Jinx
her.
on you, spicy.
So I definitely don't see Dorit and Lisa Vanderpump as
No,
similar
when she
people.
went, because basically she had a tiff with her, right?
Yep.
Like, she was
Okay.
disrespectful. Like,
Oh.
that's Lisa Vanderpump. She's a successful businesswoman, mom, wife. Like, I mean, she's got it
She seemed
all.
like an amazing,
And she's
amazing
very
person.
down to earth. It seems, because she mingles with her coworkers. Like, she's like family with them, right? It's like a family business to her, right? She
Very
tries
unlike
to help
Dorit.
them, right?
Very
Very unlike,
unlike, yeah.
Doreen would be like, you do what you did. Like, fuck off. Like, oh, ew.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
there's
funny.
no fucking comparison between her and Vanderpump.
Yeah, I couldn't see any
No.
except for the Dorit has a fake English accent, so
Yeah,
yeah,
she does, and it's
true.
fucking ridiculous. True.
What did you guys think of Boz kind of confronting Sutton in this episode?
I have to, my opinion on Boz right now, like, I like Boz. She seems like a very smart, you know, and
Oh,
she's,
I
I
like
really
her.
do
I
like her,
like Boz.
but I feel like right now, Boz is not seeing who Dorit really fucking is. Boz thinks, and Dorit's trying to act like it's all them, not me. You see, hun? Do you see, sweetheart? Whatever she says, like, that's how she is. Like, where
You
she's
see,
really.
Bubba?
She, yeah, you know what I mean? She just really, yeah, like, that's what she used to call PK, didn't it?
Yeah,
Bubba.
Baba.
The fuck is that? His
But
name is,
that's why it's funny, because
like,
like you never thought, because she's always calling him these pet names,
yeah, like,
like,
it's,
oh, da 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 da. Like you would never think there's
you can't
problems or
imagine,
he's a drinker or
so
anything.
imagine now what she has said about all these, like, not what she has said, what PK said at the restaurant when he's like, if we talk to these people the way we talk to each other at home. So it's a two-way street, right? It's never, like
I'm doing it to you,
sometimes
you're
I
doing it
can
to
guarantee
me.
you there's a lot of situations where one side is the right side, you know what I mean? But most of the time it's
You know
50-50,
what they say?
right?
There's three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the
The
truth.
truth, yeah.
And and I think that's the thing is PK was, I think, a little bit more honest
Yes, than
with,
she ever was.
and she's looking to
And she's
blame.
always trying
But
to
you know
cover
what?
like they were all perfect, and he was rolling the eyes, and we knew it didn't look perfect, right?
But when there's like a lack of respect between two people, which is what it sounded like when he was saying, you know, if we talk to the server the way we talk to each other, like that wouldn't be
So imagine
good.
the arguments,
It's a
and
good
now
thing to
that that's
take a
coming out
step
too,
back
right? That
and
there
really
was a lot
think.
of arguments in the background, and on the front, she's trying to make
Yeah.
it look like it's all this, perfect. Oh, look at my swimsuit liner. Look at what I did in this thing.
I know,
Oh, look at my,
but that's what it comes down to, is she's trying to blame him for everything,
Yeah, of course she is.
and that's really not reality. No, she's taking no
No
responsibility
responsibility.
in any of
She thinks
her.
it's all him.
Yeah, and that's why I find it hard to relate to her, because or find sympathy for her, I think
Yeah,
is the bigger thing, because
better thing for her.
because she's hasn't been honest. She hasn't been honest.
Yeah. And then we kind of derailed to here back to Dorit, but Boz confronting Sutton. So I think not so nice. You were saying she's kind of under Dorit's spell,
Yeah,
you
I
think?
think that Dorit has planted the seeds against Sutton. And sometimes that happens because sometimes you listen to somebody who seems the sanest out of the fucking group, right? To you at that moment, right? Maybe when she met her or something, there was something,
They
I
clicked,
can't
yeah, they
remember. They
clicked. They
clicked, you
clicked,
know what I
yeah.
mean? Because Dorit's all about being big and, you're my kind, you're my type. We get along. We're so in common. We have so much in
Well, you know
common,
what?
you know what I
It
mean?
was when they first met each other, Dorit was like, oh, you know, honestly, she was kind of vulnerable with her. She's like, oh, you know, I'm going through a separation and da da
Yeah.
da da. Their very first, so like, she kind of skipped over the whole beginning stages of a friendship and then they just went right
Right
into
into
like a
that.
bonding
Yeah.
thing. So that's kind of
Yeah.
also why she was
Yeah.
kind of listening to her because they
Yeah.
already are on step two of friendship
Yeah. So they made that connection, whatever,
right
for the,
away.
and
Yeah.
then, and then unfortunately, Sutton, because Sutton is Sutton, and sometimes Sutton says shit that just, she
I love
shouldn't
her
say.
still, but
I
I
love her.
agree.
I love
Agree.
Sutton. I've loved her. She's fucking quirky. She says the shit that she really shouldn't fucking say. And I know I say shit that I shouldn't say at the wrong time too. I do stuff that I shouldn't, like spontaneously, not with any malice or poor and bad intentions. It's just, it's
And
a
just not,
reaction. I
yeah.
just, it's a
And that
knee
you're
fucking
right.
jerk, right? It's a knee jerk. You say something, boom, I say something else, right? And so, like, I'm gonna say it, speak my mind, It's sometimes people, you say shit. Somebody said that to me once recently.
What did they say?
I don't know. I said something and I was like, everything good, right? And sometimes I said, sometimes I say stupid shit. Just whatever. It just happens that sometimes I say stupid shit, not meaning anything from it or a different way. And they responded by saying, well, then stop saying stupid shit. And I said, well, I can't because that's what I fucking do. Yeah, that's it. End of fucking story. I don't give a fuck. This is who I am. I'm telling you straight up. I say it. Like I say what I think. And, it might be funny, might be not. It is what it is, right? If I crossed a line, I usually am the first to step back and apologize. But,
As long as you can apologize.
and I can definitely apologize. Like, you know what I mean? I don't have a problem with that because if you fuck up and say something stupid, that really is, I don't know if I'm using this correctly, misconstrued.
Yeah.
I know.
No, you
Am I
did.
a
Yeah, you.
learned person?
Yeah, you did good. You did good.
Learned
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember the first time you said
yeah,
that. I'm like, are you fucking stupid? What did you
yeah.
just say? And then she corrected me. But anyways, yeah, so she says stupid shit
And she's
and
reactive, like you said.
she's
She
reactive,
is.
but
And
then, when somebody says,
but
she
both had
understands and
no.
she apologizes and
Absolutely.
she
She didn't
never
say anything
ever,
bad.
Sutton never ever comes from a devious, malicious,
I don't believe that either. Yeah, I think
you
she's a
know,
good person.
thinking like I'm gonna fucking get her now. That's not
No.
Sutton. And that's why I love Sutton,
I
because
agree.
she's a real, she is who she is. And you gotta love her for being
And
herself, right?
I agree with you 100% in the fact that Bose has this idea
Perception. She
of,
has a perception based on Dorit's connection and Sutton's word that was misconstrued and, you know, swirled, you know, because then Bose had lunch with Dorit and then they, you know, further, you know, Dorit's all fucking la 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 cha-cha-cha. You know, like she's like animated, right? I mean, I can be fucking animated too, and people think I'm a little
But
bit
you know
wacky,
what?
but
On
like, I mean, yeah.
on Bo in Bose's defense, that's all she knows is what Sutton's fed her,
Exactly.
right? So she doesn't really
Is what
know
Dorit
who or
said and
Dorit.
what she
Yeah,
saw from
that's right.
Sutton, that
But
first kind of him.
Bose is like a smart person
She is
too. So she
very
also
smart.
has not like she doesn't fully know Sutton yet.
That's right.
No,
And
she
doesn't.
so
Doesn't.
she's doing that based off of
Dorit, yeah.
her. No.
No.
And also, so partially Dorit, but then also partially the blowouts that she's witnessed,
Yes.
right?
Yeah, fair.
So in combination of those two, like if
Yeah.
she got to know Sutton and was like, oh, this girl is just, she's reactive,
Yeah.
I feel like she wouldn't think so much
Yes,
of it.
exactly. And she'll get
But
to that point.
she's thinking right now, like, okay, I kind of have your number. Like,
Yeah.
hey, I think you're really smart with your words,
Yeah.
and that's what makes you pretty
Yeah.
dangerous here.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. But yeah, and she will see the real side of Sutton
well,
and at
you never know,
the real side of
because
Dorit,
sometimes,
because Dorit will come out to both. That's guaranteed, because she comes out to everybody, right? When it's
well, you
their
can't fake
turn,
it
right?
that long,
Yeah.
but
So
when you know, before you get to know someone and you form an opinion of them, it's really hard to get over that.
But
So
sometimes,
there's no, this is an actual
yeah.
psychology thing.
Yeah.
So if we're about to go to a party and I tell you guys, oh, spicy not so nice, salty is going to be at the party and they're terrible and this person is this and that, you've already formed
You
an
already
opinion
formed an
on them.
opinion. Yeah,
So when you
100%.
speak with them, and even if you
You're
get to
already
know them,
different. You already got your
you
guards
have
up,
the
your backs
opinion
up.
of
Yeah.
them
Yeah.
already. But
But
psychology, this
yeah.
is actual studied facts. It's very difficult to
To come
break
back.
that
Yep.
opinion
Yeah. Yeah.
because you've already formed a judgment before you even know them.
You know what? I guess the biggest or
But
the
I
thing
think in
that
some cases, sorry to
no,
interrupt.
it's
I
okay.
think in some cases, over time maybe, and different situations, you can actually overcome that depending on, you know, like if
Correct, but it's not
your
easy.
personality. No, it's not
Not
easy, but
easy to
there
do.
is those situations that I think, because sometimes you meet somebody and you think, oh, like no, I don't like them, whatever, right? But then time, you see them differently and you talk different, and so it can change,
Yeah, but
right?
when it's you've already formed that opinion, not just like a first encounter, like, oh, your first impression of someone. It's different than when you actually have a formed opinion on them. That's why, like,
A little bit different.
a good example of that is like people that I used to work with. And what I would say is within, like, if someone would come to me and say, oh, you have to watch out for so and so because they're a bitch, they're this, they're that, right?
Exactly.
And you know what I would say? I would always think, or I'd say to people, this is what I would say. I would say, because I have said this before, I'm sorry that that's been your experience with that person, but I don't know that person yet. So I can't have that. I don't have that same opinion
Yeah.
yet because I haven't met them and we may be different and my interactions with that person could be different. So I want to form my own opinion. And that's what I do, like, or that I try to do, because I know people color their opinions because they feel strongly about something and I might not feel as strongly about that, right?
Exactly.
So yeah. And I think this is what's happening
Especially
right
if the
now.
bitch irks you.
Yeah.
Well, especially if she jokes you and you want the new bitch to be on your team. If she's a
Fair.
fucker, man, don't go there. You don't want any part of that fucking bitch. Yeah.
But yeah.
What did you think at the very end of this episode with Kyle and Dorit and then Sutton getting in there too, just screaming across the table at each other? That was
Yeah.
That's going to be a to be continued. We're going to have to kind of
Yeah.
see how that plays out. But yeah, it was wild. And it just kind of went from 0 to 100, like in a second, right? Like, my God, these women are at a launch party. Like, fucking tone it down a little bit.
Behave.
Yeah, you're sitting in a
Mind
booth.
you, you've seen
Relax.
worse at baptisms
Yeah,
than
we,
50
yeah,
is.
yeah,
Before we're talking about housewives
yeah,
here.
yeah, yeah. We have, but it's
Full-out
interesting.
brawl in New Jersey
At least
between
it
Jim
wasn't a
and
religious
Joe.
affair.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, during
Follow
that scene, the other part where I kind of, it was funny because I was making my notes and I'm like, oh, another point for Garcelle.
up. Yeah, I've always liked Garcelle.
Somehow, kids were brought up in that yelling fight. And Garcelle, in her confessional, she's like, man, her kids, do whatever you want with them. I wouldn't touch that. I would not bring that up here.
And she's
Her
right.
kids, her problem. Don't touch them.
She's right.
Yeah,
She's
she is.
absolutely
That's
right.
always kind of a low blow. I don't like when people bring up other people's kids. Anything else from this episode?
Not for me.
Nope, I'm good.
Well, I guess all there is left is the golden question then,
Woohoo,
which
okay.
I'm going to make up here on the spot. If you were Erica's interior designer,
For fuck's sakes.
what theme would you give her new, her renovated rental space?
For Erica, it would have to be a zoo.
Yeah, I was thinking like just zebra, then like
Yeah.
oh, just
Do,
fucking
do,
lines all
do,
over
do,
the
do, do,
place.
do. Yeah. A
Like
zoo.
just
Circus zoo.
A circus zoo. Oh, okay.
yeah, that's what I think. And he was talking about her safe space and her sexy space in her bedroom. I was like, ew.
Ew,
Yeah,
yeah.
I know, that's what I was thinking. Ew.
Yeah, I don't like Erica anymore. And you know what? It's just really like I again, like I loved Erica when she first, she was fucking real. She was, said what she, but then she just,
Morphed into
again,
something.
morphed into something bigger
Yeah.
than again than she was. And just I don't know if they do it to be
You know,
extreme and stand out or
I
what.
don't mind Erica, but the whole
No, she
alter
annoys me.
ego thing kind of creeps me out. The Erica Jane
No,
stuff.
but shit like that, Beyonce even does it. She's got a stage persona that comes out in her, doesn't she?
They're all full of
Beyonce,
shit.
they've all
It
got like
is.
their
Who does
stage,
that? Who
like
does that?
Beyonce's also one, I believe. I'm not
Who
positive,
does
but
that though? Like, who comes out and
where she's
says,
got her
alter ego, here
alter
I
ego
am.
when
Yeah.
she's on, because when she's off stage, she's very different. You know what I mean? Which makes sense because
I don't
that's
know.
Beyonce. I'm not talking
I
about
know.
fucking Erica Stupid
I don't
Jane.
even care if
Like, you know
Beyonce.
what I mean?
I just think, you know what? You come out, you perform. That's what you get paid to do. Now shut the fuck up. Like, you are who you are, and that's it. Like, are there different facets of me? Do I behave one way in front of my friends? Absolutely, than I do at church, for example. Well, yeah,
100%.
100%. But that's normal. Like, but it doesn't mean that you take on a whole different persona. And that's you hide. Like, to me, it's an excuse that you hide behind. Oh, well, that wasn't me. It was Erica Jane. No, it's you. You're
Yeah,
acting like
it's
an
you.
idiot. So, like, fuck, shut up. That's what I feel like saying.
I feel like more with her, and I could be wrong here,
Okay.
but it's not so much of a persona, but it's like an alter ego. It's like, oh, I'm no longer so and so. Like, where when it's Lady Gaga, she built that image trying to be different, and she did all these crazy outfits, but they were statements for different things.
The
And
meat one, I'd have to
I'm
say, is the
actually,
worst one out of that.
you
So
know what? I'm
far,
actually a
eh?
huge Lady Gaga fan. I really like
I
her.
love Lady Gaga. I
I
just thought
really
her
love
outfits
her.
were a bit, especially the meat one where she looked like a fucking steak.
I can't
Wasn't it
say
like
too
a
much
steak
about
or
the meat
something?
one. I can't really defend that one, but there's a lot of other good looks from her.
Different
She's
looks,
got
different
absolutely.
looks,
I
yeah,
don't
for
find, but you know what?
her.
An alter ego, that to me is like a split personality. You need to get some
But
help,
even with
mental.
Lady Gaga, then she, established herself. She kept going with it. But then each album, she does something kind of different. Like when she did,
Well, you're growing and
there,
whatever.
and it changes. And then so Beyonce was the same. So now she's doing country
Country,
stuff. And it's, you can build this brand and you can be creative. There's a difference between being creative and having a
And
brand,
evolving, like
and then just kind
using it as an
of be,
excuse.
yeah, just, I find it a bit odd. But anyway,
She
like to
uses
that
her alter
point,
ego to be a, to for an excuse to look like a big hoe up on the stage with all that she does, because that's all she does. It's all like sexual movements that she does. Like, there's no real performance and dancing, like real dance. She can't fucking dance. She can't fucking sing. So it's just the sexual things that she's looking like.
You know,
That's what
I
I
think
think.
she can sing because I saw a clip of her. I think she's going back on Broadway, and she did
I
a
think
Roxy Hart song, the Roxy Hart song,
from Chicago.
and
Yeah.
and
Is
it
that
she
more
oh
a talking?
technically
Is that more a talking song?
no, it's a vocal song, and you know she sounded technically I thought it was good.
Yeah. Well, good for her, but you know,
But
she still
well,
has
good for
voice
her.
of
But
shit.
to
What she
that
saw on
point,
TV, she
yeah,
didn't
go ahead.
sounded.
The way I would renovate her house is I would make it look like it's like a club, because that's where I feel like she'd be the most comfortable when I see the Erica Jane stuff. So I do like the tile, like black tile that's like kind of reflective. And then instead of having like normal like pothole lights, it would be like those like lights
Strobe
that come
lights.
down, strobe lights that kind of whoop, whoop, whoop. I had like a little black light for her. It would be like one of those like really tacky like clubs. And
That
that's
would
what
suit
I would
her.
do. And then if she wants to make the bedroom sexy, it would be like that. But then it's all a mirror around her, like a dark tinted mirror. And there you go.
What would you do to her room?
Yeah, what would you do?
I have no idea.
Don't say demolish it. I have to say, the furniture that she has in the house and the house she lived in with her husband previously
Doesn't look like her at all.
doesn't suit her at
No.
all. I thought, what a like
To me, what it screams is old money, that house, and it looked like it was staged to look like rich and
Yes.
expensive and not her taste at all. Like that's the way I
It
looked at
didn't
it.
really look like, but yeah, you're right. It looks kind of staged. It was like they wanted to say, oh, we want to look classy, but we don't have anything here. And they staged it, but it
Yeah,
didn't
both.
look like any pieces that were like, oh, this is an art piece that I collected, or da 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 da. Like, you know, when you see those old money houses and
Or when you see somebody like we've seen Housewives on other shows like Salt Lake City, and you see Bronwyn, like she's a character, so her house is like a character, like you know, and that
Yeah.
suits
Like
her because that's the way
Mary's
she
is
is,
like
and
a character
Mary's
too.
is too, you know, like it suits her and her style. But this one, yeah, no, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what that interior decorator comes up with because I don't know. I have yet to see the real Erica in her stuff.
Well, you know what? He did say
Well, now
something.
on that, let's give her a house of mirrors.
Okay, there we go. Fun
That's what
house.
I'll give
Yeah.
her. I'll give her a
Okay.
fun house of mirrors.
Okay. Well, he did say he wanted to do some sort of turquoise Moroccan theme for that outdoor cabana. And I actually thought, oh, what a cool idea.
Yeah,
But
that's cute.
I feel like it doesn't suit her.
No, it's not her.
I was thinking, like, when I was looking at the house, you know, she was doing that consultation with him, like, wow, she would be a really hard person
Nail down a style.
to nail down a style for. Yeah.
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Exactly. Anything else from this episode?
No, not for me. Not for me.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
Not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.